Just before the little interlude there, we had Johnny Cash and I think June Carter there, Ain't Me Babe. On the line I have Dr. Liam Lyce, the Director of the National Biodiversity Data Centre. Good afternoon. How are you, Dr. Lyce?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, now you have, you're running a workshop and a course in conjunction with the National Biodiversity Data. Tell us about that.
Well, we have the National Biodiversity Data Centre. We're trying to get information on where wildlife occurs within Ireland. And as part of that, we have a whole series of workshops where we, you know, bring experts into the field and we invite people to come along to learn about the wildlife they have on their doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
And our first workshop for this year is tomorrow in Bull Island, where we'll be looking at the fantastic wealth of waders and wetland birds that are there in the shoreline.
Mm-hmm. It's from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Is this all wildlife or just birds?
Well, the focus is very much on wetland birds, because we have Bresney Martin, who's a kind of an expert, will be doing an indoor session telling us about, you know, the importance of wetland birds in Ireland and the identifications to features to look for. And then we'll go into the field and we'll have telescopes and binoculars and try to see what wildlife is there. But invariably, you know, when we're out looking at the birds, we'll see other things as well. That's a good thing about being interested in wildlife. There's plenty to see always.
Okay, it's the history of Ireland's common waders. But you'll also cover the conservation, the status as well, and of course breeding and diet, everything to do with the migration and everything and all the behaviour as well. And would people have to have any knowledge at all about it to take part in this?
Well, it really is for beginners. It's to give them an introduction to waders. But we would ask anyone in advance that they'd need to book with us today. If you Google Biodiversity Ireland, you can get the booking details, but it is designed really for people who have some interest but maybe not a lot of knowledge to come along and learn a bit more about the wildlife of Bull Island.
Okay, and obviously people will have to clothe themselves to suit the weather and stuff like that, as well as the clothes. Is there anything else that people will need with them?
Well, people would need to obviously bring something to eat, because it will be from 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So bring a packed lunch. And if people have binoculars, bring them along as well. It's always good to have field aids like that or a bird book field guide. But we will have stuff there for people to use.
Okay, I'm just talking to Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland at the top of the programme around 11 o'clock, and I asked him about the changes in wildlife because of the environment, and generally in wildlife, particularly in waders. Has that sort of thing changed as well because of the environment?
Yeah, well, we're finding that actually winter is obviously, Ireland is very important in winter for these waders and wetland birds, because we've got such fantastic resources like the estuaries and the flooded rivers are really good for wildlife. So those waders tend to be doing quite well in Ireland and doing okay. Where the real problem lies is that some of the birds, some of the waders in particular that remain to breed during the summer months, they're suffering dramatically, and there's been some very, very serious population declines. I think most people would be familiar with the beautiful curlew, the big, big brown mm-hmm. bird with the big D-curved bill. Ireland, we get a lot of those in winter, but there's some that remain to breed during the summer, and there's been an estimate about 90%, like that's 9 out of every 10 have declined in Ireland in the last decade or two, which is really dramatic, you know.
Okay, because of the way migration works with birds and all sorts of wildlife as well, do they get confused if the weather's changing so dramatically?
Well, no, birds are well able to navigate and to move around depending on the weather. I mean, they do that, like we get an awful lot of blackbirds into Ireland in years when it's very, very cold on the continent, for example. Even mm-hmm. blackbirds, they'll just move west to Ireland. So birds are used to moving around, but where it is having an impact is up in the Arctic, where the ice, the number of when the ice starts to thaw out, when that's changing, that will impact some of the things like geese in terms of their breeding habitats.
Mm-hmm.
So those kind of things are impacting. But you know, the weather fluctuations that you get in Ireland, for example, birds can well cope with those.
Okay, it's not that severe. It doesn't change that much. Okay, now, tomorrow you mentioned there for people to bring a packed lunch. It's on from 10 to 4. People can look up biodiversityireland.ie for everything that's happening tomorrow. 10 to 4, it's on down there in Bullen. But tea and coffee will be provided. Bring a bit of lunch, but tea and coffee will be provided.
Yeah.
Okay, and a pair of binoculars is recommended as well.
And a raincoat.
Oh, you never know. It hasn't been bad this week at all. Well, anyway, no. Will you be there yourself?
I will indeed, yeah. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Okay.
Out into the field.
Okay. Thank you very much, Doctor. We'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure. Thank you. I'll give all that information
very much
again.
Then.
Thank
Bye-bye
you. Bye-bye. And that's Dr. Liam Lyce, the Director of the National Biodiversity Data Centre. And that is taking place tomorrow morning between 10 and 4. If you want any more information, I mean, if you want a book or anything like that, want more information on Biodiversity Ireland, just look up biodiversity.ie for all the information.